Good morning, Harbor of Joy. Come on in and sit down. We're going to have a call to worship reading here. And I'll give you the announcements, and then I'll introduce to you our special group that's here this morning called Stones Cry. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. These are good words for not just us today, but for those that are dealing with flooding and wet basements and houses that are condemned, and Spencer in particular. Reading from Lamentations chapter 3, 22 to 26. We are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. It's a lot different today than last Sunday, isn't it? In case you didn't know, we canceled church last Sunday. And we don't do that very often. But thinking of those that were busy taking things out of other people's basements, sometimes their neighbors, fighting some pumps that they thought worked, that did not work. And so it was kind of like, and went by just what they were saying on the news with Spirit Lake. It was like, no travel advised, do not use water, or really slow down on the use of water. It means no drinking, no flushing of the toilet, no showers. But you all do smell pretty good today, don't you know that? But it's been a fight for a lot of people, and it's draining. There's nothing worse than a flood. Well, maybe a tornado, if it rips up your whole house. Because floods happen quickly, but it takes a long time for them to recede. And then you've got mold to deal with. You've got sheetrock. If you got a wet house or a wet basement, you gotta get rid of all that stuff and get it dry before you can even move forward. You have to get permits for electricians and power and things like that. Solomon continues and he says, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Are people patient by nature? None of us are. And so you about imagine that those that are dealing with flooding, they want to do something rather than just do nothing. So it probably won't help someone that is worse off or probably not as bad off as they are. But waiting on the Lord is very important to learn. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait patiently for the salvation of the Lord. Let's just pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we just thank you today because you are here with us. And for some, they couldn't be here, even if they wanted to, because they're dealing with pumps and probably just wanting to be not around people. It can be pretty depressing. But Lord, we pray for those that are dealing with things that they've never ever thought they'd have to deal with today. It's easy, Lord, to be impatient. It's easy to be a little bit ticked off and mad because everything's taken so long, or you don't hear anything of what's happening, or what you have heard, you don't like to hear. Lord, we just pray that even though that there has been high water and flooding taking place in this whole area and further west, It's still a time where you have not left anyone. And we just pray that maybe it takes these kinds of things to turn people's hearts towards you or to reevaluate things that they thought were important really aren't. But they find new things that are important. I just, knowing that there are neighbors and friends who are there to help, and they have been receiving that. So we pray for those, Lord, that are dealing with the unimaginable things. And we have some here in our own church that have been surprised in what they found down in their basement, if they have a basement, or that they've heard from other friends or people in their lives. So we just don't want to come here today, Lord, just thinking that it's a happy time in life. But we worship you, even in times like these, and our hope is in you, when it's difficult to be glad and to be rejoicing. But we're thankful that Stone's Cry is here to help us in leading us in worship today. And I pray that you just be with them and give them the words and the music that they bring to us that will be uplifting in light of so many dismal things around us. Thank you that we could come together today and to worship you in this way. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, on the lighter side, announcements. Do you know what's going on tonight at the Bible Conference Tabernacle? At 7 o'clock tonight, they're having a prayer meeting for, in particular, the people in Spencer, but for all the people that have been dealing with floods and high water. So it's just an invitation that 7 o'clock tonight, that's where a prayer meeting will be taking place in light of all of that. I also want to remind you that I told I would announce this. Someone came from St. Joseph Catholic Church this week and said that on Tuesday they were taking a bus. You meet at the Okoboji Middle School. It's open to anyone and everyone. They're going to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to be taking a bus. Whoever shows up there will get in the bus, and they'll go to Rock Valley to help with flood recovery, just so you kind of know that there's something going on, and that if you're interested in being a part of that, you got to be high school or older. So even those of you that are looking for a place to be used, that's a good place to go. There's also the Bible Camp. Ingham Okoboji Bible Camp is celebrating what? 100 years. It started this weekend, of all weekends. But remember, when they started planning this, they had no idea that this would be a part of it. And so, I mean, there's things that are planned, and maybe you got something like this in the mail as well. I don't know. It talks about the camp celebrating 100 years. If you want to look at this later on, let me know and I'll let you see it if you want to see what it says about the camp. I'm not sure if there's a service tonight out at the Bible camp. Does anybody know? Is there anything out there tonight? Okay, I don't think so. So what's in the bulletin? It's there because I thought there was. But there's not. So just disregard a Bible camp. Don't go out to the Bible camp tonight. But you can go to the tabernacle of the Bible conference if you'd like to be a part of that. Pat Garrels lost a brother this past week, Gordon. And then found out that on Tuesday of this coming week, there'll be a new birth. Patty Griffiths is going, Pat, it should be Jeff and Patty are going to be grandparents again for the third time with a little girl that's going to be born by C-section. So it's kind of like You end life, and new life comes in. And sometimes we just don't know how to handle that. But God understands those things and those times in life as well. Tuesday is Women's Bible Study. That's going to be beginning. It's called Golden Fruit. Golden fruit means it's pretty valuable stuff. All the ladies are welcome to be a part of that. That's 9:30 this Tuesday, and there's prayer partners following that. And then on Saturday, because if we don't say this, Ron Knutson is going to say, what about the men's breakfast? Men's breakfast will be this coming Saturday morning at 7:30 at Perkins here in Milford. And you're welcome if you're a guy to come and be a part of that as well. Just to remind you that Lynanne Burns, her son Dylan, his seizures has come back. Is Lynanne here? She usually was here, but she came back from being with her son, and then she came home and there was water in her basement. She didn't even know that. So I'm just saying that's probably where she's at, Lynanne. And there's probably others of you that didn't realize you got water in your basement until you went down and looked, or you stepped on the rug and it went squish. No. Sorry that you have to deal with that. Cheryl Meyer is recovering from hip surgery. She's at home, and then she's got water in her basement. She can't get around, but she's had some people helping her along the way, but they're limited in how much time they can give help to her. And she, her daughter, Dawn, is left yesterday, right? So, oh, you took her back, Donna, okay. So I'm just saying, you know, there's a need with Cheryl Meyer. I mean, I don't know how she's gonna, I don't think she can cook for herself. She might be nice to bring a meal over, take a meal over to her, call her before you do that, because she might say she has enough to eat. But, she's got quite a bit? Okay, so wait till next month. I mean, next month starts tomorrow. It's July. Yeah. It's something little. Call her, just ask her before you take anything over there, just to know that would be welcome. Vacation Bible School starts next month. This is the last day of June. So we're getting geared up for Vacation Bible School. It'll happen the end of July. And if you'd like to help out with that somehow, some way, Amy would like for you to sign up right by the secretary's window.
Or
see her personally. Or there's a table, I think, by the big window by the secretary's office. You can sign up there if you'd like. And Meals on Wheels is this month for us. I don't hear no. Yay! Can't wait. So, someone for the 4th of July, which is Thursday. We only do Tuesdays and Thursdays. But the 4th of July ends up on Thursday. If anyone would like to take that for Meals on Wheels. Okay, you don't have to worry about the 4th of July. I'll be doing it. But the weeks after on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think Tuesdays are taken, right?
Yeah, just the Thursdays.
Just Thursdays. Okay, all right, you got them there. Anyway, that's the announcements. I just want to introduce to you Stone's Cry. I see that hand. Lynn. Oh, yeah. And we've heard a lot about Mary, that she is really kind of like the queen bee over in Tanzania. And she's been so good at keeping up with the students as well as their families and going to where they live and making sure that they see the Christ of Jesus in her to those who she meets. And those that have no idea who Jesus is, you can't help but to see it in Mary. But she's sick, and she needs to go to the hospital, right? Or she's in the hospital? Do you know, Patty?
She has
Yeah, she only has ulcers and typhoid. Yeah, and that's in a country where hospitalization just is not an automatic thing. It's very difficult. And it's a long ways away to get to a hospital, probably from where she lives, I don't know. But pray, let's just do that right now. Lord, even though we are a world, kind of on the other side of the world, we lift up to you Mary this morning. You know who she is because you're right there with her. You can be this. You can do this. And everything we hear from you is that you got this. May she rely on you, but may she also be touched by your healing hand for these ulcers and this typhoid fever. Whatever is going on, Lord, you know what it is. We just pray that you would give her the healing that we read about the things you did so often in the New Testament. And it's a concern, I'm sure, for many, and I'm sure many have been praying for her nonstop. May we be a part of that group as well. So be with Mary, Lord. May she sense your presence and your healing power in her life this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Stone's cry. I've known Joel, he is the dad. I've known June, she's the mom. There's June. There's Joel. Joel is a North Dakota boy. Grew up on a farm by Crosby, up by the Canadian border. I never really knew the guy. When I was a youth pastor up in Botno, North Dakota, he came to a youth retreat up at Lake Metegoshi. Well, maybe you weren't there. Oh, you were the counselor? Anyway, I've known him for years. June was in the same place where we were when he went to Bible college, and you were at Hillcrest when I was in seminary, I think, or maybe graduated. But I know her brother. Her brother was in seminary at the same time I was. We went 3 years together in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. He's now down in Arizona, pastoring a church down there at the LCMC. And so I just want to say I know him a lot. Their children are Joy, who just graduated from high school, homeschooled, because they do this for a living. They travel around. In the wintertime, they go south, like some of you do. And they get into churches down in the south part of the states. When it's cooler and less water, they're around here, kind of a thing. Josiah is their son. He is going to be a junior this fall. And so they live in Beardsford. Oh, is it Centerville? Close to Beardsford? Okay, I was close. They live in Centerville, and you can talk to them afterwards about different things. But they come to just share Jesus with us, and as you can see, they've got instruments, and I just want you to give them a warm Milford, Iowa welcome as they come and lead us in worship this morning. Before they play, too, just want you to know that following the service, they think Joy will be out at a table out in the as you come in, and there's like a free will offering that goes towards them. You can write it out to Harbor of Joy, because we'll send one check from the free will that will go to them. If it can't be today, it will be this coming week. They will get that, and I talked to Joel about that. So keep that in mind, that they do this for a living. So be mindful of this as you hear them share and minister to us today.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here to worship with you again. This first song is called Open Up. It's what God has set out to do, he does accomplish. And we can celebrate that. We can be reminded of that. Feel free to join me singing.
Revelation 5, beginning with verse 11. Then I looked, and I heard around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and in the sea, and all that is in them, saying, "To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be blessing, and honor, and glory, and might, forever and ever." Those who are able, may you please stand and join us in singing.
Generations falling down in worship, sing.
saved. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
So we, about a little over a year ago, we were in Pasadena, California, and we were playing at a church, and it was a joint service with the Hispanic church that rents their building in the afternoon. And they had requested that we do the song, and we're like, sure. We had done it once before, and it was simple enough. And so we got it together for that Sunday. And it was really cool because the entire service was translated bilingual, except for us. But I got to see two congregations come together and sing a song in two languages simultaneously. And it was just a cool reminder of it's really easy to get kind of trapped in our like local church thinking or like Western Christianity, when in reality it's global, and it's not only global, but it's throughout all of history, and how we're united, and how God's the same, and he's the one that we worship, and so, yeah, this is kind of a normal reminder for me.
Moving in our midst,
song speaks of the one who is true and faithful, the only one who can truly uphold us in all situations and for all time. Feel free to meditate on these words. This is actually a ministry that started about 25 years ago. And A lot has happened in 25 years. I've gotten a little older. June and I have been married 34 years. And like Pastor Tim said, Joy is 18 and Josiah 16. So both Joy and Josiah just grew up in this ministry. It's called Sound of the Trumpet. It's primarily myself playing trumpet. And actually, Pastor Tim's church in Dickinson, North Dakota was one of the first churches to schedule us while we were trying to figure this out. And he was scared no one was going to come. I think it was because of me, but anyway. No, just the dynamics of everything. And I'm pretty sure it was 40 cups he bought for root beer floats to have afterwards. And he thought he'd have a bunch left over. Yet exactly 40 people showed up. So he and I both were pretty thrilled. So after a few years into the ministry, June and I realized what would make the most sense is to live in a motorhome full-time as we traveled throughout the country, just economically and other reasons too, always having our own bed and one fridge, a couple of apartments for us. But so anyway, it was over 22 years ago we had got into a motorhome. It was in 96, Monaco Dynasty. It was really built for full-time living, and it really been serving us well, but as the years went on, it was becoming a little bit harder to keep up with the different things that needed attention. I was trying, but it was kind of like playing whack-a-mole. And we were in Springfield, Missouri, just before Thanksgiving this past fall, and one day I looked underneath the motorhome, and I knew there was some problems beginning with rust, but wow, it was way beyond what I had thought it might be. In fact, it was so bad, there's some metal sheets that were underneath the wet bathe tanks, and over time that it started rusting through, and I was planning to do some patchwork on it, but when I looked underneath, it was way beyond just doing some patchwork. And I could put my finger not only through the metal plate, but through the actual framing of the motorhome. And it's a monocoque chassis, so really that is actually part of the structural integrity as well. And the only thing holding some of it up was the side panel that returns underneath at a slight angle, holding one edge of this plate up. So, wow. I knew we couldn't drive that motorhome in that condition anywhere, not even in the parking lot. And what it would take to really bring the motorhome up to a reasonable condition for driving was a bit overwhelming and really didn't make sense. And it was a period in our life where we just didn't know what we were going to do, what we should do. And I thought maybe we were going to be in Springfield for a while, as far as finding some employment while we get this figured out and get some funds together. And we do have a board of directors, so we consulted with them after also playing as a family together, and I consulted with others too, and had a lot of people praying for us and over the situation. And so Josiah and I were actually able to make a plywood patch underneath to kind of hold things together so that we could drive the motor home. And I was really hoping we could actually even get to Florida, where it'd be probably more conducive to finding work. And so we head out and we would pull over frequently to make sure nothing was dropping and getting people behind us. By God's grace, it held together through that time, and we began a fundraiser in mid-December. And it was just a really neat time to see God's working. I mean, oftentimes things don't go how we hope or think they might. They certainly weren't, but yeah, we could see God's working. And it was by mid-April, or I'm sorry, mid-February, grace, mid-March, God had provided another motorhome for us. From John 14. I'm sure many of you can relate to this in so many ways. Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. To me, that motorhome is a foreshadow. The ultimate place he has prepared for each one of us in Christ. It was maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, we were in northern Minnesota. And at that time, Joey and Josiah were starting to play more instruments and become more part of this ministry. And so it was on a Thursday or Friday.
He was like, or he showed us a song, thinking, you know, we would maybe do it in like 2 weeks or something, which now sounds like a very fast turnaround. But anyway, and Jason and I were like, well, let's do it this Sunday. So we did, and we've kind of been doing it ever since.
Thank you.
comes to us and he says, fear not. And in Christ, we truly have no reason to be afraid of the different circumstances we're in. No matter how much water was in that house, basement, no matter if that house is gone. No matter our situation, we can trust him to all of that.
Just a fitting extension of the back display table. There are trumpet CDs from a really long time ago. And we are working to get those up onto digital platforms. So currently, Single Love It as well as My Soul. And the entire Trumpet of Praise album is available on your preferred streaming platform under Joel Pippin's card. And the only recording of the four of us currently out is Stones Cry the EP, also from a long time ago. But anyway, that's also available. The easiest way to keep up to date with all that releases and recording, we are working on recording more. We say that a lot, but we actually are. Is there is a QR QR code on the table that will bring you to the website and online donation form, as well as an email list. I promise we will not spam you. Like, it's pretty rare. So, but that's the easiest way to stay up to date. I've made jewelry for I don't even know how many years, but that's available. And then I also started bringing with these note cards that are actually handmade in Haiti by mothers. I have a tendency to mix my words there. It's really cool just to see how something so small makes such a huge impact and changes lives of family trees by providing ethical jobs to fair wages. And I think they're really cute and they brighten someone's day, so.
I would also like to mention, if you don't mind. So she is planning to go to the Free Lutheran Bible College in Plymouth this coming year.
Plymouth, Minnesota.
Plymouth, Minnesota, yes. Thank you, and near Minneapolis. So anyway, she has a jar on the table that says college fund, and if you want to help her with some tuition, that would be great too.
Thank you so much for letting us be here today, especially in such an interesting time of navigating the waters, literally. Over and over, the world will try to tell you, try to tell me, try to tell us that God can't, or that he isn't, that he can't do what he says he's going to do, or that he hasn't done what he says he's done, or that he can't be who he says he is. But they haven't seen him. We know that he's trustworthy, and that he is able, and that he is who he says he is, and that he has the final say, and that there is power in his very name, and that we have reason to hope, and we can hope no matter what, because there is still an empty grave, and we can cling to that, and we can declare that with confidence. Those who are able, will you please stand and rest and sing? Thank you.
You may be seated. I'm glad that Joel told us a story about the rust bucket he used to drive. And I'm just thinking that June's dad, this is his last day as a pastor in North Dakota. He'll be completely retired today, right? And it says something about her. She comes here rather than being with him. It kind of shows how bad of a pastor he was. Yeah, but thanks, June. And her dad is 86. Think of that, 86 years old. And today,
serving two churches in North Dakota for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Over 50 years of ministry.
Yeah. Amazing. Like for us, just. What's that? We're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. And then they're going to close with the doxology for this morning. But thanks for coming. Say it with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord for Stone's Cry. Close us.